This is West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Today we're taking a look at the issue of homelessness among veterans. Coming up, we'll hear from the Program Director of Ministry with Community in Kalamazoo, Christine Wine. Ministry with Community is a walk-in shelter open to anyone. Wine says two representatives from the Veterans Affairs Administration come in weekly.
I think it's really helpful because it's a group of veterans. You know, I haven't been in the military, so I don't know what that experience is going to be like for you or what coming home is going to be like.
Later, we'll be joined by the Veterans Services Coordinator for Kalamazoo County, James Tucker. He'll tell us about the problems of homeless veterans in Kalamazoo County and the services available to them. Tucker says sometimes veterans don't take advantage of those benefits.
And one thing I heard a homeless veteran say before, this was last year at a conference I went through, he was like, the military teaches you how to survive. They teach you how to go from day to day, how to be it, unfortunately, if you have to go to a dumpster or go into an abandoned house or whatever you have to do to survive.
But first, we're going to hear about one veteran's efforts to help the homeless. Kalamazoo reporter and WMUK correspondent Chris Killian has brought us a number of stories from across the country. This one comes from Portland, Maine.
How can we help you?
I would like a medium French vanilla coffee, extra extra.
Is that a hot coffee?
Yes, please.
It's 10 p.m. and Roger Goodoe gets his evening fix of caffeine. He starts every night like this, pulling his Dodge Caravan through the Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru on Congress Street in downtown Portland, Maine. Then he takes off into the night on an endless search for those whose home is a back alley or dark corner here in the state's largest city. Roger puts on a bright orange safety vest. Markers and tire pressure gauges fill the pockets. Patriotic pins and medals from his service in the U.S. Navy hang from the fabric. He wants to be seen by those who often hide. He lights a cigar, takes a few puffs, and we're on our way. In his van, Roger points into the darkness at a city park. I see nothing, but he knows what he's looking for.
See him all the way in the back? Very corner. I'm pretty good at spotting.
Most people don't see them.
Roger is a one-man social work agency. He's the go-to guy for the city's homeless when they need help from anything from bedbugs to legal aid or free eyeglasses from the Lions Club. He runs the Southern Maine Veterans Alliance that helps homeless vets but also extends a hand to anyone without a place to go. He'll administer first aid, give someone a ride, be an ear for a lonely soul. But the thing Roger is most known for in Portland are the blankets he gives out for free, collected from veterans groups and charity organizations.
When it gets cold, these people are going to need me. I'm their last hope of having a warm night.
We don't find any veterans this night, but we do find homeless folks struggling with mental illnesses. Many out here have one. Already cut off from society, their disability often puts them even further away from the help they need because of fear or not being able to trust others. Roger spots a man sleeping on a bench, half covered with a bath towel. The man jolts awake as Roger approaches.
Oh, you see my vest, and you don't have a blanket, wave me down, I'll give you one. All right?
There are several homeless shelters in Portland, and Roger will be the first to tell you that they do a good job. But like many other large urban areas, the shelters here are nearly always full and often are not equipped to deal with the mentally ill.
Some people can't deal with it. And when I asked him, why didn't you go to the shelter, first thing he said was mental illness. And these are the forgotten people. These are the people that there's no help for. If I don't bring them blankets, they're going to freeze this winter. And I can't let that happen. The good people, you know, they're afraid to take meds or they're afraid of a doctor. I met a woman one night, she was afraid to go indoors because she lost a family to a fire. You know, everybody has a reason.
Over by the post office, Roger spots a woman huddled in the corner of a bus stop shelter, shivering. We get out and walk over. There's something moving beneath her sweatshirt, pulling and stretching the dirty, worn fleece. He hands her a blanket. It's a baby squirrel that's the focus of her affection.
You're going to be okay? If I see you again some night, I'll give you another blanket, all right?
We get back in the van. A mixture of anger and utter disappointment swirls on Roger's face.
It's sad. I hate this job. At first, I didn't understand. I thought she was maybe talking about a child that was deceased or something. And I saw a little tail, and that's her baby. Let me show you something around the corner. It's sad.
We drive a short distance, and Roger parks the van, leans back into his seat, and points to a parking structure in front of us.
See that parking garage? Right there? Just last week, a guy jumped off it and committed suicide. Homeless guy. You never know what triggers him. But, that's right, he jumped off the top. It's a shame. It's not a way you want to live.
According to the federal government, about one of every four homeless people in this country suffers from some form of severe mental illness. These are disabilities that can keep a person from developing relationships that would let them get help, maybe even permanent housing. In comparison, only 6% of all Americans are severely mentally ill. Low on gas, we stop to fill up. A small ongoing can drive and little donations help, but Roger finances the vast majority of his work out of his own pocket. It isn't easy. He lives on a fixed income from a VA disability program.
My kids sacrifice everything. We don't have much money by the end of the month. But you do what you gotta do.
Roger is relentless, maybe even obsessed in his passion to help out those who call Portland's streets home. He identifies with them. You see, he too has a mental illness and spent time living on the streets. He knows what that fear feels like.
I came to Portland with the clothes on my back. I had a breakdown.
For hours, we just drive, the van filled with Roger's cigar smoke and the soft tick of the turn signal blinker. We see homeless folks tucked into dark places, under bushes, in the back of a vacant lot. But there's nothing to give them. There are no more blankets.
You don't have enough blankets.
I know. I never do.
For WMUK, I'm Chris Killian.